Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Learning Meseches Nedarim Dav Zayin. Gemara, beginning in the blot, starts with the shayla yesh yad litztaka yein yad litztaka. We have the din of yadis by Nedarim, that if you say a mixes dibur, that's good enough. Even if you didn't finish your dibur, that's considered a dibur legabe neder. What's the din legabe tzedaka? If he says this money should be for tzedakah v'adei nami, and this also, that's mamish, it's as if you said both of them should be for tzedakah. He said this one, and this one, but he didn't say this one also. This one I want to spend. And the Gemara explains the Shaila. Mia meaning came in the Iskish the Karbanis, the Siva Ficha Zutstaka. It's in the same pasuk as Karbanis, Nidreit Staka. But Ficha means Zutstaka, means Nidreit Staka. My Karbanis Yeshlam Yad, because they're like a neder. Av Staka Yeshla Yad. I don't know about the Acha who the Iskish. The pasuk's only coming to tell you that there's a din about the Acha by Staka. But not for any other halacha. And the Gemara is never patient. The Shaila will discuss soon what the halacha is. So a number of Acharonim asked that the emphasis is a machlekes rishonim. What's the din if someone has a machshava? The machshava he says he wants, he decides he wants to give tzedakah. Does that count? The Ramah brings it to the end of Simon Reish Nun Ches. 2 days in the Ramah, if nidre tzedakah work by machshava, you find nidre hektish work by machshava, what's the din by nidre tzedakah? Machlekes Rishayim, the Mardechai and Kedushin, other Rishayim there, the Ran, the Ra'ah, they hold that Nidreit Staka works for Machshava. Mashenki and the Rajba, the Chuvah Sirash, they hold no, Nidreit Staka doesn't work for Machshava. So the Shaila is, if Nidreit Staka worked for Machshava, so what's the Shaila if Yesh Yad with Staka or not? Typically, Staka could be given Machshava. Staka works for Machshava. What's the Shaila if Yesh Yad or not? So the emphasis of Shita Mekabetz already asks this Kasha. The Shita Mekabetz has asked Mamash's Kashi, that's obviously holds, brings from their aim, obviously also holds that Tzedakah works in Machshava. And he asks, so what do you need Yad for? Typically, it should work in Machshava. So the Shita says that maybe when it says Gama Belibai, you don't need to be made to the Svasa of my Nidre Hektish, and who are the Nidre Tzedakah, that's also if he's Meyushiv Belibai, he's committed to it that he won't back out. Mashen came here, he wasn't Meyushiv Belibai called Kach. It wasn't such a firm commitment, believe. A Baruch Ber is masbip shot like this. A Baruch Ber is bothered. If he wasn't committed, believe, we need pivoli by shoving. We had mentioned earlier, a machlekes, the Ritva and Taisus lagabi that if somebody said a neder bepet and believe, he didn't think it should be a neder, he had a different shot than what he said bepet. Do you say Dvarim Shablevein and Dvarim? The Dvar says, no, you could be Mefarish, what you said, that it shouldn't be an Eder. So Baruch Ber is bothered. Why don't you say that it's not Pivoli by Shavin if he didn't think by Machshava that he wanted to give Tzedakah? Hazakta Baruch Ber, because he understood that the words meant the Nidre Tzedakah. And he was planning on saying it, and meaning Nidre Tzedakah. Now believe he wasn't convinced. Not the pshat that he b'chlal wasn't planning on giving tzedakah, and he said the words to mean something else. No, he was planning, when he said the words, it's because he was considering giving the tzedakah, and he decided to say the words to mean he's going to give tzedakah, even though believe he was still hesitant. So if you hold yesh yad l'tzedakah, so then the dvarim shebelev are going to be seis the dvarim shebepeh. Bepeh, he said, unqualified, that he's planning on giving the tzedakah. And that doesn't mean anything else. That doesn't mean he was mesupik. He understands. It means he was planning on giving tzedakah. Believe, he wasn't committed. But that's Dvarim Shebelev, which is Seis, Dvarim Shebepeh. We say Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. If Ein Yad L'tzedakah, so even though the words that he said meant he was going to give tzedakah, but those words don't shaf an eder, because Ein Yad L'tzedakah, the parish of Yad wasn't said by tzedakah. You want to go to with what he said by Machshava. So even though the peh, it's muchach, he meant to give tzedakah. But the peh doesn't shaft the neder. It's the machshava that shafts the neder. And the machshava didn't exist. because he wasn't committed. He wasn't sure. He was still thinking about it. He was still considering it. He wasn't miyushiv. He spoke before he decided. He spoke too quick. So if the speaking itself, kachaf and neder, so it's not a problem of not pivoli by shavin, even though the machshava wasn't with the peh, but the peh meant the neder. That's what the peh meant. Now the machshava wasn't there yet, but then that you say dvarim shbayvenim dvarim. It's not like that he didn't mean to make, he didn't mean to say neder what he said by peh, so it's a problem vein pivoli by shavin. He understood that the peh is saying neder, just the machshava wasn't there yet. Now you say dvarim shbayvenim dvarim. Mashen came, if ein yad litztaka, and the peh can't shaf an eder, so you're going to have to go to with the machshava. The machshava didn't exist. The machshava, it wasn't miyushiv yet. That's the first teretz. That's the shita mekabetz's teretz. Rabbi Naftali, he says a different teretz, very similar to Baruch Be'er's own pshat that we spoke about in the previous shiur, about why, if you say ein yad l'kedushim, why doesn't it go to al tzumdana? He says, a pshat's like this, if you have a machshava to give tzedakah, and a machshava could shaf an eder. But if your kavana is to shaf the neder ayidei dibur, so then the machshava doesn't shaf the neder. And kol zman the dibur is missing because ein yad litztaka, you wouldn't have a neder altogether, even if the machshava was firm. But when all he has is machshava, so behech the neder is done ayidei the machshava. Mashen came when he has the dibur, so kumtais his das, his kavanas neder was dafka ayidei the dibur, not ayidei machshava. So the male, the ned is not chal al idei machshava. See, this is not as big a chiddush as the Baruch Ber by umdana we spoke at in the previous shia. Baruch Ber had said that even when you have an umdana by kedushin, when your das is mekadosh al idei dibur, won't work al idei umdana. That's a big chiddush. What's the difference? You wanted to be mekadosh. You gave kesef l'shem kedushin. My nafkemina, if your gili das and the kedushin was al idei dibur, al idei umdana. But here, it's a little more pashit, because here, the chalais neder that's chaladei machshava is chalak from the chalais neder, it's chalak from the neder that's chaladei dibur. It's two different types, two different ways of making a neder, two different avenues. You can make a neder through dibur, you can make a neder through machshava. If his das was to make a neder through dibur, so then it's not chal b'machshava. That's what says, that's what Rav Tali says. So another teretz I saw in Rav Aaron, the Mishnah of Aaron, he says a teretz, I saw that Chaim Knievsky in the Derech Emunah at the end of in the Bir Aloch at the end of Perek Aleph and Ilchas Matan Saniyim is mechavin to the same teretz. They want to say a cheshbon echushim ikar lesa, because time and zayazai. There's no Gemara that says that tzedaka works from machshav adrab. It's a machlokes rishonim. The rishonim that hold that tzedaka works from machshav is because they found nidri hektish works from machshav, and tzedaka also have a din of nidri hektish. Dr. Baron and Reb Chaim Knievsky, that's altzif yineman that there's a yad litztaka. Why? Because the Gemara says iskish lehektish. If you're going to learn like the other side of the Gemara that the whole pasuk is dafka legabi bal ta'acha, not legabi the din yad, who would then legabi the din of machshava, which is only said by hektish, kolon divlev oilis, you also wouldn't make the hektish. So kumdei sakash is not shver. Even if ein yad litztaka, let it go to its machshava. On the tzad of ein yad litztaka, savada also wouldn't work machshava. If ein yad litztaka, kumtesh is saying can't learn out from hektish. So ibezel gav machshava also not. Aye, fexach the kasha. So why did the gemara have to ask if ein yad lehektish? Let the gemara ask better if ein yesh yad litztaka. Let the gemara ask better if tztaka works the machshava. Teretz is ein echanami, but this sugi was a sugi of yadis. And the shaila is relevant by yad, because on the tzad of ein yad litztaka, who would dinei machshava litztaka? And by asking by yad, you're saying a rabusa. If you say that tztaka is not given by machshava, that's the pshitus of the shaila. We still have to know about yad. We still don't know. So mel is negate to talk about yad. If it would be yisayid musid, that tztaka could be machshava, and then you want to clarify if it could work yad, that wouldn't be a shaila. Anytime you have yad, anyway you have machshava, so anyway it's chalz machshava. But if on the tzad of ein yad litztaka, machshava also wouldn't work, say nechanami, you could clear machshava, but you could also clear yad. It's both shaylos are relevant. This sugi is a sugi of yad. It's a yadus nedarim, so we're clearing the other things. Yesh yad l'kedushin, yesh yad l'peir, we're going to ask yesh yad litztaka. Achare glad to tear itself be cheshbin. So come this sweet turutzim to the kasha. Kasha was, What's it said? Ein yad letzdaka. Anyway, it's chal machshav. Lefili rishayin the mod chal machshav. We have the shita mekibetzis teretz that we're talking about the machshav. You weren't klar. You weren't muchle b'machshav. So there is no machshav. So melitz alts talin yadibur. We have a meftali's teretz that when you want to make the ned of the yadibur, so then it's not chal de machshav because you want the afkali de yadibur. And we have a baron in Chaim Knievsky's teretz that the pshat is if you hold ein yad letzdaka. So it means you don't learn half a mekdash. So avada, you wouldn't be able to hold stock. It is neat in the machshava. It's totally zeh bezeh. The male the gemara is the right to declare if yesh yad the stock and yad the stock. Now, the Ran has a whole shtickle in yin halacha. He says in kedushim we go lechumra. It's a boy leivshito speaking the rice to lechumra. By payin stocka, the Rashba and the Ran, I mean and the Ramban, they both paskin. And that's how the Rambam paskins also. And one of the reasons why they're paskin is the Rambam shita is, and the Rambam's also maramis to this, that you always paskin like an imtim Suleimar. The Gemara says after yesh yad letztaka, imtim Suleimar, yesh yad letztaka, the Shaila, what about hefker? Vice days, that we paskin yesh yad letztaka, we always paskin like the imtim Suleimar. But the Rambam and Rashba say another reason why we should paskin yesh yad letztaka. Because suffik the rice of the chumra, it's a suffik if you're mechuyiv to give tzedakah, not the din is suffik the rice of the chumra. And the Ran says with Tamani Aleim, he's very bothered with the Rambani Rashba, because he has a sugya mefereshes in Chulin that says it's suffik mamman aniyim, you go lekula, suffik mamman aniyim, you go basin a muchzik. He goes through the sugya in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin says if you have a ger, and it's a shayla when his animals were shechted, before he was ger, after was his ger. He doesn't have to give them to the Kayim because Safik Matnes Kuna is the Kula. And the Gemara asks the Kasha that when the Nemalim took away some of the wheat, we don't know which wheat they took, the Balabaisis wheat or the Leket. The Halacha is that it has to go to the Aniyim Misafik. And the Gemara says that's because there's a Cheskes Chiyuv. When you have a Cheskes Chiyuv, then it goes to the Aniyim. And the Gemara doesn't answer because Safik Maman Aniyim is the Chumra. There's a Raya that even when you have a Safik, if it's Maman Aniyim or not, you go Lekula. And he brings the Raya also from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that when there's a suffix, if Meister Ani was taken, you have to mafish the Meister Ani, but you don't have to give it to the Ani. You have to mafish it because that's a suffix Isser, a suffix Tevil, you go Lechumra. But you don't have to give it because you go Lekula. Suffix Mamma Lekula. So you see that by suffix Mamma Ani, Musi, you go Lekula. So how could the Ramban and their Ashbis say suffix Dereis Lechumra by suffix Tzaka? It's a Safik Mamun Aniyim, a Safik Mamun Aniyim. We have Sugis and Shas, a close say you go Lekula. That's fact, the Ran. Now, in the Ran's Etzim Anachar at the dinners at Safik Mamun Aniyim, you go Lekula. There's Bamasin a big raid on that Gufa. Had to understand properly the Gemara and Chulin. What does it mean that the Kam is Beches Keschi of Kaimi? What exactly is the Ches Keschi of? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Ani Virash at Stiku Tzadik Mishalach, the Tainlai, that you have to be Machme by Sveikis. So that kufa might be pshat in the Ramban and Rashba in the intricacies of Safik Maman Aniyim could be the link to sugis different than the Ran, and according to them it comes out like upon him in this case the din by Safik Maman Aniyim would be lechumra. And some Achrayim learned the way to some. Seifa speaks about it here in the Tshuvas and of Shimon Shkop and Sharhei Perik Yates. But that's a big complicated inyan in the sugi and chulin. For this, for now, we're going to name on. Like the Ran, that Safik Maman Aniyim is Lekula. And still we have the Kash and the Ramban and the Rashba that say in this case, when you have a Shail of Yesh Yad Letztaka, Boid Lifshita, we pass in Lechumra, because Safik Yisuru Lechumra. So Kama V'Kama Achreinim answer, Tzemach Ne'efrayim Luchas Matnes Aniyim, Chelek Beis, is the Kuncha Sveikis, at the end of Perik Aleph, Tzenesivis in the beginning of his Dinei Tfisa. It's a carbon asanal over here on the rush. It's the tumim and call it tefisa simon kuchav zayin. Kama achreinim say the teretz that when you have a suffix, the teretz made it din matnas aniyim, like the gemara over there, like a chichu upaya, like the gemara numa that he brings meiser ani. You have questions of matnas aniyim. So there, whenever you have a suffix, if something goes into the midst of matnas aniyim or not, the gemara is mavuri. You say suffix mamam lekula. But here, it's a shayla of neder. It's a shayla of neder. If you hold Yesh Yad Letztaka, he made a neder. on a neder is an issa bal yachal. It's not stam a shayla moment aniyim. The Torah gave a din moment aniyim like leka shichu peyim aiserani. We're talking about nidreit staka. Nidreit staka is like any nedarim. Is it issa bal yachal? Avadi say safik derais lechumah by nidreit staka. And that's how they explain the Mechaber Ramah at the end of Simon Reishon and Tes. The Mechaber says if someone has mammon, which is a suffix, if that's stock of money and not his mechuyif to give him to aniyim. And the Ramah says that if he died and his yoshim have, there's a suffix, if he was makdish his money, if it's stock or not, the yoshim are not mechuyif to give it to aniyim because the mitzim chvel levaraya. And that then comes from the Rashman the Tshuva. And the Shach is bothered because the Rashman Tshuva is mashma that even he himself didn't have to give it. And that's shver because here the Rashba says that you say Safik Yisur L'chumah by Safik Tztaka. So what's the pshat over there? We say Safik Mamun L'kula. And the Achreinim say, it all depends if he made the neder or not. When you're dealing with his Safik neder, a Safik neder is a Safik Isur, a Safik neder you go L'chumah. When you're dealing with the Yarshim never made a neder. The only reason why they would have to give the money is because now it belongs to Aniyim because of the father's neder. So that's a suffix who the money belongs to. You go basamukzik, hamait sumkal v'raya. And the Rashi in the Tshuva, where he said that even by the person himself, that's discussing when he didn't make a neder, like the Achreinim discuss. But this is the aside of the Rashi in the Ramban, that the reason why you don't say suffix mamun aniyim is the kula, because here's different. You made a neder, it's a suffix on the neder, it's a regular suffix. If you're ever by yachlanat, avad is in a suffix deraisa l'chum. So the shaila is, what's pshat in the Ran? How could the Ran shtel it suit to the din of Safik Mammon Aniyim Lekula? Here you made a nether. It's a Safik nether. Why wouldn't that make it a Safik Issa? What's pshat in the Ran? So, the Machmei Ephraim, and also everybody, they bring down from the Sefer Emek Yeshua, Friedrich Sefer, it says the same thing. And the Ran holds here, you never made a nether. The case here, you said, is Hadein Zuzul Itztaka, the Hadein. The Machmei Ephraim there, in Klal Beis of Hilchas Matnes, Perik Beis of Hilchas Matnes Aniyim, he discusses Barichas. If someone says, this should be Litztaka, is the pshat is he's making a neder that he's giving it to Tztaka. The vial is nothing schal. The vial is nothing al. It doesn't belong to Nanim. It still belongs to him. He said it should be for Tztaka. He put it in Tztaka Pushka. He said it should be for Tztaka. So what happens? Is it the pshat that he just has a chiv to give it to Tztaka? He's mechayiv himself to give it for Tztaka. Or is the pshat? No. It becomes matnas anim. It's atfasa, like hektish. You could turn it into Tztaka. You have a kayach to make it into Tztaka. Like a rezu karvin, a rezu Tztaka. So, the Machne Ephraim, this is the Machlekes, the Rashi and Ramban against the Ran. The Ran holds, when you say Selazul at Staka, you never made a neder. You never made a neder. You made a Chalais din Staka on the Seli. You made a Chalais din Matnes Aniyim. You made it a Matnes Aniyim. That's not a neder. That's why he compares it to every Suffolk Matnes Aniyim. See, because we find it in the Suffolk Matnes Aniyim is the Kula. So, here also, it's a Safik Matnes Aniyim. You should go Lekula if it's a Shail of Yeshayal Tztaka, Inyal Tztaka. Mashenki and the Ramban and the Rashbol, no. You can't make something Tztaka. You can't turn it into Tztaka. It's not a Tfas of Tztaka. It doesn't become Mammon Aniyim. You Mechayiv yourself to give it for Tztaka. So it's a Safik on your Mechayiv. It's a Safik on your Neder. Safik on a Neder. That's you say Safik Dereis L'chumr, Safik Yisur L'chumr. That's the Machne Ephraim's Pshat in the Machlekes. Now, Naftali Red Zay says, Akasha. Naftali says, that's klar. You learn that from Mephicha Zut Staka, there's a din of Val Ta'achir. That's klar. If you say, Sela Zulut Staka, you're mechuyiv to give it to Staka. And if not, you're over alive the rice of Val Ta'achir. So, what does it help by saying that you it's not a ned, it's not a mechayiv? You're making a chalais din Staka, but you still have an isalav. You have an isalav of Val Ta'achir. What's the difference? It's the isalav of Bal Yachal. That you have to give it to Tztaka, or it's already Tztaka, and you have Isalav Bal Ta'achar if you don't give it right away. Why did you say Safik Yisur L'chumra? So Meftali is Masbir, and the emes is, it goes into the Welt Shaila. So Meftali reads the Durchia, spoken out even more of the Clarkite, of Shimon Shkop, and Shari Yesher, Sharei Perik Aleph. What's Bechal Lepshat in Safik Mammon L'kula altogether? And what's his Shaila here of Safik Matnes Aniyim? Is it L'chumra L'kula? Why should Safik Mammon be Lekula? Why don't you say it's a Safik Derais Lechumr, it's a Safik of Lesigzal? Whenever you have a Safik, if the money belongs to you, or belongs to Yena, you should have to give it to him, Safik Derais Lechumr. Now, it's Mishlaim, if you claim it's your money, so then there's enough of a Meisim Chayav Araya that we can't take it away from you. You claim it's yours without Araya. But here, let's say you yourself don't know. You're Masufik. You have something in your possession. You don't know. Is it yours? Is it someone else? You have a Masufik. And let's say that guy Tainas that it's his. But Bari Vashem is live Bari Yad. If you don't remember, the guy Tainas, you sold him a Chayfis. It's still by you. And you say, I don't remember. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I have a Masufik. He knows for sure you did. Why are you mechayiv to give it him? Because you have a safek of leisigzal. So it's not Reb Shimon. Because the whole din of leisigzal is to keep the din mishpatim. Leisigzal, before we start leisigzal, we have to figure out whose money is it. And we don't know. There's halachas in mammon, before yisurim. What you do when you don't know, the din is the mukhzik wins. Once you have a mishpatim, you have a hilchas mishpatim, then it's yours. There's no leisigzal. It's evadly not leisigzal. Because even if Kamesh Maya Gali, it's his, you're allowed to keep it. You're the Mugzik. So you're not being over on the Hilchas Mishpatim of the Chayfetz. And that's the same Shmuzim at Safik Matnes Anihim. The Torah gave the Chiv Matnes Anihim. Like a Chicha Peya, Maiserani, whatever the case may be. So there, the Ran Boizais from the Gemara is that you see that also, the mitzvahs the Torah gave, the Gabi Lecha Chicha Peya, the Torah gave a schus for an Ani to have it. The Ani now is a schus moment. He has a ticket to get this particular thing. But let's say it's a suffix. So the halacha is, if someone has a suffix chus, he can't get it. You go bus in a muzik. Now, so he can't tie it, but there's a lav de reisa, loni l'get hazavaisam, is an asay, whatever, loisalakit, pasach loisalakit. That's only that you mechuyif to honor the ani schus. I'll pee what the schus is. But if the schus is a schus mammon, and it's totally in the hilchus mishpatim of mammon, and the din is by a person as a suffer schus, it can't be grave on mitzvah v'raya. So then all the lavin and the asin and everything go away, because they're all totally in the schus mammon of the ani, which is totally in the hilchus mishpatim, mechayshim mishpat of a schus mammon. So Zakhtim Neftali lefizeh, who then Baal Ta'achir is that way? Baal Ta'achir says, when you have a chiyuv, even if it's a chiyuv, not of a neder, even if it's a chiyuv of tztaka, b'fichas u'tztaka, like a shechapeh is also in Baal Ta'achir. When you have a chiv, there's a din of Baal Ta'achir. But if the chiv only nemsach mitzad the din mammon aniyim, there's no neder here. He just made a harezu tztaka. And according to the Ran, it's not a neder. It's just that fasas din tztaka. And it's a suffix if that fasa worked. It's a suffix. Yesh yad the tztaka, ein yad the tztaka. So the din is, the ani has a suffix chus. Hamaitzchol v'raya. So now I have no chiv. Can't be Baal Ta'achir either. So the kids, so that's the first pshat we're learning in the Machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba, that the Rashba and the Ramban hold that there's no such thing when you say selazul at staka, it becomes staka. Staka is not at fasa. It doesn't have a chalei shem staka. It doesn't work that way. When you say selazul at staka, you're being mechayiv yourself with nidrate staka, with a new nether, that now you're mechayiv to go and give it for staka. But till now, it's totally yours. You have a chayiv to give it for staka. That chayiv is clearly iser. It's not a shayla of mammon. It's clearly yisr. It's a shayla safik yisr. Safik yisr l'chumr. Mashengen according to the Ran, sellers will tztaka. I wasn't mechayim myself anything. I said this seller should be tztaka. It's chal on the seller chalei shem tztaka. It's already mammon aniyim. God, if I don't give it to aniyim, it'll be a din of Baal Ta'achir, like afish v'l yakiv, like when I say dov is a carbon, even if you learn it's not a neder, but good, it's a chiyah Baal Ta'achir. I was mafis the shem carbon. Have a chiyah Baal Ta'achir. Have a chiyah to bring it. Who would have might stuck have a chiv to give it to the ani? But that Baal Ta'achir is totally on the din mammon aniyim, and safek mammon aniyim is the kula, and mele I wouldn't have Baal Ta'achir, I wouldn't be mechoy. That's the Ran. Now the gewaldige shveikah with the Machne Ephraim, the Shari Yesher in Sharhei Perik Yates asked this, in the Divrei Cheskel in Simulaman asked the same kasha. The Rashba and Ramban said it by pay also. The Gemara the Shal Yesh Yad Lepay also. And the Raja Ramban said, by Pei also you go l'chumr, k'safik yisul l'chumr. Pei is zichas matnes aniyim. Tztaka you could clear. When a guy says, sell his ul, tztaka you could clear. Is the pshat, it's just a neder that he'll give it to tztaka? Or is the pshat, it's already tztaka, it's already matnes aniyim, it's not a neder? Pei is zichas atfas of matnes aniyim. Pei is mammon aniyim. So why by Pei would the Raja say, safik yisul l'chumr? Remember, it's an appel on the Machne Ephraim. So you could say one of two malchim. The Divi Cheskel says that ain't a chinami. The Rashba also learns it's a tfasa. It's a chalei shem staka like a chalei shem peya. But the Rashba holds bal ta'acher is stam an isser. It's an isser like bal yachol is an isser. Bal ta'acher is not telling you to respect the mam and aniyim. Bal ta'acher is to respect the words that you said. Nothing to do with mam and aniyim. So even if the aniyim don't have a schus be'etzim, mitzad the hilchus mam and aniyim, but you have the chiv mitzal bal ta'acher to give it to an ani, that's a suffix yisura. They're arguing about that svar of the Granat Sen. The Rano's bal ta'acher only comes after there's a chiv. And the chiv is decided in the dinei mamonis. That decides the chiv. And if al pi dinei mamonis you have no chiv, there can't be a bal ta'acher. The Rashi says no. Bal ta'acher is egg in the din. It's nothing to do with the schus of the mamon aniyim. It has to do with what you said. You said you're going to give it. So mele bal ta'acher will be a suffix yisura no matter what. The stipler goes a different gang. The stipler says that you can learn, again, it's not like the Machne Ephraim, that even if it's at fos of the din mammon, still there's a din bal yachol. He's medayik in the Rambam. When a person says that hareza oila, a person goes to one of his bams, hareza oila. So he has to bring it as an oila. Now it becomes an oila. Zakta kilisyank of the Rambam holds the din bal yachol here. If he doesn't bring it for an oila, it's din bal yachol, because oiser, what he's saying, hareza oila, it's becoming an oila, he's also being mechayiv himself to bring it as an oila. That's gufa part of the nidri hekdish, that he's mechayiv himself, even by nedava. He's mechayiv, he doesn't have a chreis if it gets lost, but he's mechayiv himself, but with the neder to bring it. He's medayik that in the Rambam. So he learns, who would then hear? Even when you say hareza peya, and it's nitfas amat nesaniyim, and lefiza, even if the rajah hold hareza stocks, also nitfas amat nesaniyim, but there's still a din bal yachol. There's still a din bal yachol. The Rano's, no. The Rano's, if you're matvis and matnes aniyim on the chayfetz, there's no din bal yachol on that. That's not a neder. It's not matvasa. You're turning this into pay. You're turning it into tzedakah. There's no din bal yachol. You're not mechayiv yourself anything. So mele, all it is that you're giving an ani yischus, and by your suffix, the din will be a meitzu el v'ray, your suffix mamon aniyim l'kula. Mashenki and the Rabbani Rashbol, no. When you say a reza peya, reza tzedakah, when you say a reza oila, besides being mafis under the shame oila, shame peya, shame tzedakah, you're also being mechayiv yourself to bring it. It's a ned that is a bal yachol, memel on that you say safik yisur luchum. So lisikum, we have the machlokes and Rabbani Rashba against the Ran. Rabbani Rashba say that even though it's a teiku of yeshia the tzedakah, yeshia the peya, the din is that you go safik yisur luchum. And the Ran's matmi on them, because by Safik Matnes Aniyim, you go l'kula. And Reiv Achreinim answered, the Rashi is maskim about the Safik Matnes Aniyim, you go l'kula. But the Nesivis, the Machne Ephraim, the Tumim, the Kunches HaSvekis, the Karben HaSanel on the Rush, they all say, here it's different because you made a neder. A neder is Bal Yachol. It's not only a Schus Matnes Aniyim, it's a neder of Bal Yachol. That's why you go l'chumra. What's Pshat in the Ran? The Machne Ephraim learns the Ran holds his Bechlal neder. It's only Atfasa. Mashenki and the Raj holds it's not Atfasa, it's only a neder. And the Shalos how that works for Peya. By Peya, everyone's masking it's Atfasa, it's Matnes Aniyim. So we said the Divrei Cheskel's Pshat, that according to the Raj, even when it's only Atfasa Al Kapanim, you'll have Bal Ta'acher. He doesn't hold like Rav Naftali says in the Ran that Bal Ta'acher is totally on the Chiv. No, Bal Ta'acher is an egg in the din. And we have the pshat of the stipler that since you said a rezu pay, a rezu tztaka, even if you are being matvisa to be matnes aniyim, lemaisa, you're also being mekabel on yourself to bring it, it blames the nether, and memele you say safik yisur l'chumra. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, yesh yad lehefker dilma ein yad lehefker. Do you have the din yad, a mixas dibur, and does that work in order to make something hefker or not? And presumably the shallow being a similar case where someone says this should be hefker and this. And the question was, he say yesh al hefker when he says and this, he means this also is hefker. Or do you say enyad lehefker and this would mean, and this is not hefker, this is for me. So the Gemara says, kasha hefker hainu tztaka. Hefker that's mamish like tztaka, what's a chilek? Nobody the same shallow as tztaka, why are we asking another shallow? So the Gemara says a chilek. Hefker tzedakah is for aniyim only. Hefker is bein laniyim bein lashirim, so maybe it's cholok. Now, kibshut that the Gemara's kash is t'mua. Rosva ha-shaychas hefkas et tzedakah. The Gemara says hefkan et tzedakah. It's a completely different thing. So Taisa says that stam mafkas v'shul sheyizku ba'aniyim. Stam, when a person's mafkid, it's because he wants to give it to stock, he wants aniyim to have it. And the Gemara says, Svarta teretz, since lamais aniyim don't have to have it, Ashirim could also take it, so mail it's not the same in stock. Abulachar, it's moshver. Even if hafkir, for the purpose of hafkir, is for a charitable cause, you're giving it because you want aniyim to have it. But hafkir and stock are two different things. Stock is an edib, afichazut stock. Hafkir is a chalais. Hefker is a chalais, a chayish mishpat. You're making something hefker. What's for a shaychus? What does that have to do with each other? Tzedakah is in the parish of Nedarim. There's a yad for Nedarim. The shals, maybe it's also yad for tzedakah, or maybe it's only legabi bal ta'acher. Doesn't have the din of regular Nedarim. Hefker, who says there's any shaychus in Nedarim b'chlal? So then he says the Rambam, in Ilchus Nedarim Perik Yedalad, says, Bavus the Rambam, Hefker afi she'ein a neder, hareu kumay neder sh'osle lachzabay. That hefker is not a neder, but it's just like a neder. And it's also to be chayzi, not allowed to retract the hefker. Now, the earlier mefarshim of the Rambam, the Advazakas, the Mishnah guys, Maimni Migdalais, they don't bring any makar to the Rambam, hefker reu kamay neder v'asal achzabai. Where's the makar to this halacha? But the Beis Yosef in Arachayim, Simon Taflam Adal by Bito Chametz, and the Achreinim in Simon Reishayin Gimel, the Prisha, and the Gayin and the Ksais, they all say that the Makar is our Gemara. Our Gemara is Mefarsh. When the Gemara asks, Hefker, Hayin, and Tztaka, we see clearly that a Hefker is an Edda like Tztaka. That's the Makar from the Rambam. The Gemara state does say, Hefker, Hayin, and Tztaka, and them state, Hefker, Tztaka, it's an Edda, Kamay, Tztaka. Then Mrs. Amimi already says it. He says it's not Mukhrich, but he says that that's where the Rambam got it from. But we have to understand this Rambam a little better. Two things. One thing is, what exactly does the Rambam mean that Hefker, even though it's not a neder, it's Kamay neder? In what way is it like a neder? What's pshat in this Rambam? And the second thing is, what does the Rambam mean it's Asal Achzabai? What exactly is the Isser? And more, L'chaira is not Shaykh to be Chayzer. It's not possible to be Chayzer from Hefker. What do you mean it's Asal Achzabai? It doesn't work to be Chayzer. The Rambam doesn't mean that it's Asr to go and reclaim it. The Rambam says Mefurish right afterwards, that Hefka becomes a Hefka to everyone in Kalakaidim Zacha. And he says, Afilu Zesha Hefka Dinai Baikidin Kaladam, Imkadav Zacha Baikaneu. Hefka is a free for all, anyone can take it, and also the one who's Mefka could take it. So he's not saying that he can't reclaim it. He's saying he can't be Chayzer. He's saying it's Asif him to be Chayzer. What's the Pshat in this Isser? L'chari, it won't be Chalas Chazar. So about the second question, what does it mean asal achzabai? What exactly is asr? In lechayr, it's impossible to be chayzer. It doesn't work. I see in the four mahalchim in the achrein. Erstens, the Bach, and the Ksais. The Bach says asal achzabai means that he says ani chayzer midiburi. That's what asal achzabai means. To go and say, I'm chayzer, I retract from my hefker. And what's the issa to be chayzer? It's an issa of bal yachal. And the Ksais is Mayrich more about this. Ksais in Simon Reishayin Gimel. And he learns up that in the Rambam state, that Hefk is not a chalais, nothing happens. It doesn't go out of his Rishos B'chal. He still owns it. It's his. He has an Isser to be Chayzer. He has an Isser to prevent anyone from being Kainet. It's an Isser Neder. He's Eiv Bal Yachal. If he prevents somebody from being Kainet, he's Eiv Bal Yachal. If he takes it for himself, he's Zeichen it for himself, so to speak. Then Mamel, he gets it. But if he's not Zeichet for himself, he just prevents someone from taking it. So Mamel, he's Eivah Bayachal, he's Eivah Isseneder. But really, he never goes out of his Rishus. Tremendous Chiddush. Akadekach, the Ksais declares, and he says he's Mitzadet very stark. Let's say someone's Mafka something and he dies. So no one can take it now. Because anyone could take it when he's alive, because he has a chiyav, he has an isser to prevent them from taking it. So male, they could take it. Mashenki, now that he dies, the children never made a neder. So male, the children are not mechuyav in this neder b'chlal. They're not bound to this hefker. Male, it's theirs. Hefker doesn't mean it becomes yours. Hefker means you have a chiyav to let anyone take it. The children don't have that chiyav. So the yarshim, it reverts back to the yarshim and no one could take it. So that's a derech of Ksais, and the Bach is mashman that way. And the Emes says, I don't understand fully what the Rambam means, l'fizeh, Why is it einay neder? L'charitz b'amish a neder. This is the mahalach, the first mahalach discussing the two questions that we asked. What does it mean, asal achzabai? What does it mean, it's a neder? Teretz says it's a neder kipshutai, that he has to allow anyone to take it. And asal achzabai means he really, if he's chayzer, it's his. It works. It's just he's over an isser. He's over the isser b'yachal. The din of b'yachal is mechayiv him to allow anyone to take it, but really it's his. So many achreinim ask a kasha on the ksaisis. In first Gemara later in the fourth parak, Daf Mem Dalid, a machlekes or rabbanan or b'yasi, if someone's mudder anah, if he's mafker, could the other guy be have anah from his nechassim? If someone's mudder anah from someone, he's mafker the nechassim, can he have anah? The rabbanan say he could have anah because not his anymore. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Hefka works that it doesn't go out of the Rishus Mafka till it gets into the Rishus Zeicha. But you see clearly, according to the Rabbanan, who we paskin like, it does go out of his Rishus. It's not his anymore. That's why he could have, that's why a Mudder Na can have a Na. Mamash Mefurish Gemara, that it does go completely out of his Rishus. Yeah, this is very Shran, the Ksaisa, other Kashas also. There are Achoinim learn, the Machne Ephraim, and Ilchus Chiyah Mehefker, Simen Ches at the end, and the Chazinish, and Evan Ezra Simen Kuflam and Vav, that they learn that Avada just stops saying, like the Baxter, just stops saying Amin Chazer that he can't do. It doesn't work. That's nothing. It's meaningless. Avada Hefker is not his, and he can't just stop say that he's being Chazer. What the Rama means, Asal Achzmai means to prevent someone from taking it, to use it, or to prevent someone from taking it without being zeich in it. Menachne Frank gives a mashal. Let's say, telling your creditor, here, I'm paying you back with this thing that he was already mafkir. Or any other form of using it or preventing people from taking it by even that you're not being zeich in it. That's violating the neder of hefker. But the zeich Yitzchak, Rabitzel Panovich, he says that practically there is no iser. There's no way to be over on this neder. So what does the Rambam mean? It's asal achzabai. He's explaining why the hefka works. And I think the Chasam Sofer, it's the Tshuva in Yeridei, it's Simen Shinta Zayin, I think he's saying the same thing. Chasam Sofer says in Nusach, he argues on the Ksais. The Ksais says, Aloshenei is asal achzabai. So that implies that it's really his, he just has to let anyone take it. And the Chasam Sofer says, no. He says, the nether was in the sky already. It's a nether. But there was a kiyum of the neder already. So Mela, it's not his anymore. And Mela, now there's no way for him to be over on his neder. It was Niskayim already. And Avitzel Panovich is Masber a little bit more. He's Masber, the Rambam's bothered by Akasha. How does Hefka work? Normally, Machaisha Mishpat, normally when you want to transfer something to someone else's Yeshus or get it out of your Yeshus, you need a Maisa Kinyan. Hefka is no Maisa Kinyan. All there is a Dibur. How exactly does Hefka work? Hazakta Bitsapanovich, what the Rambam is saying. If someone would be mekabel on himself to be mafkir something, that would be a neder. And he'd be mechuyif to be mafkirit. And he'd be over bal yachal if he's not mafkirit. And there, Avada, in that case, Avada, what the Ksais is saying, that once he dies, the children won't have to keep his neder, would Avada be true. But if someone goes and is mafkir, so then the neder fulfilled itself. When you say, Areze Hefkir, so the bount is an iser to be chayzer. The bount hefker is kamei neder, that you won't be able to be chayzer. So that alone would shaf the chalais hefker. The iser neder would shaf the chalais hefker. And he says, karbanos work the same way. When I say areza ayla, the few we mentioned earlier from the stipler, from the Rambam, that areza ayla is mechayv on me to bring it as an ayla. And fakir, the whole chalais that it becomes an ayla, it comes from the chiyuv. About when I say hereza oila, I'm a chiyuv to bring it as an oila, that shafts in it the chalei shem oila. So that's how hefker works. Lefi the Rambam, about I'm a chiyuv to consider it hefker, that shafts in it the chalei shem hefker. So that's the way the neder works. So now in the chinami, there's no way to violate this neder. The asal achzabai is not practical anymore. You can't be chayzer. It's impossible to be chayzer. Just saying that you're chayzer doesn't work. And to go and be kainit again, that's not a chazara. You're the same as everyone else. Kalakaidim zacha includes you, like the Rambam says, mefurish. But the Rambam is explaining how hefka works. Why does Hefka work? Hefka works because you say that it's an eder. The sign of how Hefka works is it's an eder. The word is it's asal akzabite. And Mamela, the neder will fulfill itself. The neder will be mekayim itself. Al yidei that he's mechuyim to make this hefker, that alone will taka make it hefker, will become hefker me'elav, and then his neder is neskayim, and he won't be able to violate the neder, even if he wants to. That said, as Zeche Yitzchak is masbin, I think the Makar is Xtam Seif, I think, is an earlier Makar to this Yisayid, that also lagzabay, there's no iser. There's nothing that you're not allowed to do. The Asa Lagzmai makes that it's Hefker, and now it's already completely Hefker, because he had a Chiv to make it Hefker, that Gufa makes it Hefker, and now it's Hefker, and by just saying I'm Chayzi, it did nothing, so there's no way you could violate this Neder. So the Vayla, we have three Ma'alchim. We have the Ksais, and now the Bach is Mashma, that really you could be Chayzer, Chayshe Mishmat-wise. Really, if you say I'm Chayzer, it's not Hefker, it's still in your Rishos. Hefka just is mechayiv you to let anyone take it. But einachinami, it's still yours, and if the person dies, his yarishim could keep it, then I'm mechuyiv for the neder, that's success. You have the mahalach of the Machne Ephraim and the Chazainish, that einachinami, it's hefker, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way you can make it ice hefker. I mean, you could be rezeichin it, but that's not mechayiv your neder altogether. But the pshat in the isser is, you have to be neig with the dinei hefker. You have to let anyone take it unless you want to be zeichet for yourself, but to prevent someone from taking it without being zeichet yourself would be a violation of your neder. And you have the derech of the Ksam Sefer and the Zeche Yitzchak of Itzlapanovicha that the pshat is you really can't violate this neder. There's no way you could because me'acher, that there's an issur to be chayzer, the neder will then be mekayim itself and you won't be able to be chayzer, ready be chalon at a chaleis hefker, and then it'll be impossible to be chayzer. The issa to be chayzer makes it that it's impossible to be chayzer. And once if it's impossible to be chayzer, there's no way to be violate the issa. But then you have a fourth malach. The gain is magia the Rambam. And really the smag also brings the Rambam that way. Although in all the nuschais that we have in the Rambam, we have also lakzabay. But the smag, when he quotes this halacha, he just says, ain't a yachal lakzabay, like the gain. The gain is not also lakzabay, but ain't a yachal lakzabay. So there is no element of neder. There is no balyacha, like the Bach says. There is no iser that's involved here. And this, Reb Shimon Shkab, in Shari Yeshe, Shari Hei, Perich of Gimel is Marich about it. Also the Teres is run in Peah, Perich Hei Mishnah Aleph. He's a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. But the Sefer Teres is run. It's Perich Hei Mishnah Aleph. They both go in the same gang with the Gayin's Girs of Eini Yachalags, but there's no iser. There's no neder here, Bechlal. Fits much better the words of the Rambam, Avabi she'ene neder, hareyu kumay neder, and then the Gaon's Gir says she'ene yachalach zubay. But what does it mean? What's the dimyan between hefker and neder? If all is ene yachalach zubay, what's the pshat that it's a neder? So they also learn out, Reb Shimon Shkab and the Teres Jom, they say be'erech the same thing, that the shaila was, how does a chaleis hefker work? What's the lamdas? Normally you can't transfer things to chay shemish b'nai de dibur. So the Yisayin Shal Advarim is, Hefker is atfas in the Chayfetz, just like Neder. Just like the way we teach before, how the Ran learns Nidre Tzedakah, that all you're doing is you're not making any Neder, you're not being over by Yachal, you're making a Chaloi Shem Maman Aniyim on the Tzedakah. Okay, this chat, if you're saying the Rambam's Makaris Megamara, would fit best with the Ran, that we're not discussing any Issa Neder here. By Tzedakah also, there's no Issa Neder. But tzedakah is a pshat, you have it right. When you say, I raise that tzedakah, I sell a zel at tzedakah, so it becomes a chalais mamon aniyim. You have a right to be matfis on it, a shame tzedakah, and then it becomes a mamon aniyim. You have a tevis now to give it the ani you want, but it has a chalais shame mamon aniyim, like lekachicha and peyah. And hefker works the same way. You matfis on it, a shame hefker, and it has a chalais shame hefker. Hefker is a chalais shame. Hefker is a status. Hefka means that yad kulam shavim bay. Hefka means it's a chalais mamin ha'ilam. It becomes mamin of the entire world, that the yad of the entire world is shavim bay. And then they have the machlekes like we had in the fourth parak. Does that automatically mean that it's out of the b'shus b'ilam b'chlal? Well, no, it's still b'shus b'ilam. He has no way to prevent anyone from taking it, even if he wants to, even if he says he's crazy, even according to Rav Yossi. it already has the chaloy shem hefker. In that prat, everyone's masking mitzvah of his rishus navar this, but still, technically, according to Yasi, it's still considered his bailus until someone else takes it. Balkabonim, the dinyan to hefker and nedarim is, by nedarim you have this concept that you can be matvis a dinim on a chayvitz, even kainim is that way. You matvis a chaloy sister on the chayvitz, you say kainim kikazeh. You could ask it on yourself, you could ask it on someone else. Nidri hektish, you can matvis a kedusha on a chayvitz, you can make it a carbon. Hefker also works that way. You matvis a chaloy hefker, you matvis a din that it belongs to everyone in the world. Your matvus is that din alidei hefker. But kumdais is not asal achzabai, it's just any yachal achzabai. It's already mutvus at shem hefker, and mele is not shakti b'chayzim, and mele becomes mufka from your rishus. This is the mahalach of Shimon Shkop, and Teres is run, and like we said, the gain who's magia, the any yachal achzabai, would hold that way. So b'negei the shayla, what does the Rama mean asal achzabai? What exactly is the isser? And l'chari, you can't be chayzer. It's not possible to be chayzer. So what do you mean, asa l'akzabai? Asa sounds like you're doing something which is asa, but l'chari, you're doing something which has no pshat b'chlal. What does it mean, asa? So we have four ma'alchem. We have the ksais that holds that, yes, if you're chayzer, it's chazer. It's yours. It's not hefker anymore. You're just over on isa neder. You're over on bayachel if you're chayzer, like the Bach says. We have the machne Ephraim and the chazanish that says if you're chayzer, it doesn't work. But the isser is to prevent someone else from taking it, from not being naig with it, k'may hefke. That is the isser of Bayachel. That is the isser of the neder. We have the Chsam Sefer and the Ritzel Panovich that learn that in a chanami, practically, there is no isser. But vibalt, there would be an isser lagzubay. Vibalt, when you mafkir, you mechuyiv, mitam neder, to keep it hefke, that goof is shafsin and a chalais hefke, and the neder is mekayim itself, and now already, there's no way to be over the sister. You just can't be chayzer. And we have the Goyen, that's Magiyat. There's no asal achzabai. It's any achal achzabai. And Lefizeh, Rav Shimon Shkab, and the Teres is Rama Mazbah, that the site of Hefka works, idea tfasas a chalaisin Hefka on the Chavitz with Dibur, just like the Darim can be matfas chalaisin on the Chavitz with Dibur. And on the first question we said, what does the Rama mean that Hefka is Kamei Neder? What is the pshat in that? Again, we really have three mahalachim. We have a mahalach that it's mamash and neder, that it's either also to be chayzer or also to be naig, as if it's not hefka like Machne Ephraim and the Chazinish, or also to be chayzer like the Ksais and the Bach. Or we have a pshat from the Ksam Sefer, from Mitzel Panovich, that the pshat is that it's not bepoil osir, but there would be a neder. The neder with shaf and isser to be chayzer, and memel, the neder is mekayim itself. And now he can't be chayzer. And we have the pshat from the Gayin, that's magia the whole thing. It's just any achal achzabai. It's just that tfas es chalei shem hefker. And mele, it's mutfas, and mele, it's not yours anymore. And he can't be chayzer. There really is no neder b'chlal. But still, the Gemara says that hefke hainu tztaka, according to them, you can learn, tztaka also works the way. Your matfas is shem tztaka on the chayfetz. It's not shaykh b'yachal, like we learned in the Ran. So Mela, Hefka and Staka, Mamash, the same thing. The Shaila is the Hev Yad when you're being Matfis, a Chalais Staka or a Chalais Hefka on the Chayfetz. That's the Sigur.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.